Karen, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on being named CEO of Hill Holliday this week. That's very exciting news. I know you started your career 30 years ago with the firm as a receptionist, and I think a lot of people would be really interested in how you ended up where you are today.
Oh, thank you very much, first of all. My plan initially was to go to law school. I heard that Jack Connors, the president, then president and founder, was personally interviewing, so I wanted to meet him. And he had rejected 40 candidates before me. And so I kind of just competitively wanted to see if I could get the job. And the minute I stepped off the elevator, I knew that Hill Holliday was the place. I kind of was observing and watching and listening and paying attention. And, you know, everybody was young and there was a great energy and a great vibe. And I had never, you know, my prior work experience was totaled babysitting and waitressing. So I'd never really been in an office environment, in an agency, let alone in a place that was so, you know, it was early days and, you know, the very entrepreneurial, energetic vibe. And I just connected with it right away. It wasn't a very strategic choice, but it turned out to be the perfect way to start my career at Hill Holliday.
And I read that you decided you were going to work your way up. You decided to work 2 hours longer each day and one day each weekend. Could you tell us a little bit about that strategy of working harder to catch up and surpass?
Sure. I mean, sure. So that's exactly right. And, you know, this is pre-email, pre-even voicemail, pre-fax. And so really it wasn't about, it wasn't about FaceTime or just sort of the appearances. It was in order to get work done in those days, you had to be physically in the office. You know, I didn't study advertising. I had interned. I really was sort of, you know, at the bottom, literally started at the bottom and had no formal training or preparation. So I figure, well, if I'm going to do well here, I need to catch up. I need to, you know, and I've since found that it actually, I mean, I love to work, and but I've actually, you know, concluded that it actually isn't very hard to outwork most people.
Well, it's a great story, and I'm curious, as a leader, if you could tell me about another leader that you have great respect for and why.
Really, because I worked for him for 25 years. Jack Connors, I would say, is someone who I spent a lot of time studying and learning from, really by observation. He was always, still is, a great mentor to me. I think one of the hallmarks of Hill Holliday to this day, and really will always continue to be that way because I was lucky enough to be the beneficiary of this philosophy, but it's really, you know, a hallmark that was really driven by Jack, is to give someone a task or an assignment that they think is sort of beyond their capacity at the time, and you know, and then really allow them to do it. And you know, I think very strongly that if you believe in people and you show them that you believe in them as a leader, they really believe in themselves. When he hired me as a receptionist, he said, you know, he said, "Congratulations, Karen, you are the face and the voice of Hill Holliday." And just framing the job as receptionist that way, as the face and the voice of Hill Holliday, made me take it very seriously. So I took it seriously because he took it seriously. And I thought, this isn't just some job. This is a big responsibility. And I remember thinking, that's the face and the voice of Hill Holliday, that sounds like something the CEO should be responsible for. And so I kind of approached the job, you know, I consider myself the CEO of the reception desk. And then when I got the next job, I consider myself the CEO of that. And I approached every one of the 12 jobs I've been lucky enough to have at Hill Holliday that same way. And, it, you know, it paid off. And that was all sparked and inspired by Jack Connors.
What would you say has been the driving force in your staying power in a male-dominated industry?
If you kind of embrace what makes you different, so whether it's, you know, your gender, your race, your, you know, your appearance, your religious beliefs, your language, you know, whatever it is, if you embrace what makes you different and you're proud of what makes you different, I think if you just know who you are and you're proud of who you are and you sort of play your own game, you can turn what would be perceived liabilities, you know, maybe being the only woman in a room, into assets. You know, I always say if there's, you know, I still to this day, it's 2013, it's sort of amazing, but I'm often in a room full of gentlemen. And, you know, I always say, well, who do you think they're going to remember? You know, one like the 10th guy in a gray suit, or the one in, you know, the one woman. So to me, that's, I look at that as an advantage, not a disadvantage. So, I love men. I always say I love men. I just think there are enough of them.
Karen Kaplan, thank you so much for your time. And again, congratulations on being named CEO of Hill Holiday.
Oh, my pleasure.